Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, July the 20th, 2018. I've been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider immigrating away from the United States. And I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, it's time that your political leaders stopped blaming other countries as to why the US balance of trade is so poor and the country is seemingly unable to maintain its own manufacturing base. I give you lots of statistics and information in support of this contention and plenty of examples as to how and why America has fallen down on the job. Frankly, it's pathetic and disgraceful. So, I will be focusing on the latest bubble and its causes, pretty much focusing on the stock market, the bond market, the real estate market, the national debt, the military-industrial complex, the sick care complex, and mega corporations, which I'll be talking about in a fairly lengthy piece, which should give you some clarity on why things are the way they are in your country. So why did Mueller indict a bunch of GRU dudes? For violating the US Computer Fraud and Abuse Act? Come on. It's hard to believe, but he really did. Anyway, I'll talk a very small, off the beaten track comment about that. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's indictment of 12 Russian military intelligence officers for allegedly hacking Hillary's emails and interfering in the US election couldn't possibly have had any other purpose than to throw a monkey wrench in President Trump's summit with Putin. And so I'm going to have a small comment on that issue. Then the hypocrisy of the dreaded and grim European Union. One of the many Brexit negotiation absurdities is the EU demands freedom of movement, which of course is absolute nonsense because it doesn't apply to any other foreign country that does business with the EU. In the end, The only thing the EU are trying to do is to make things so difficult for Britain that they stay within the European Union. It's a different tack from the one they tried in Greece. Greece is a different country, but the end result is expected to be the same, that Britain will not and cannot leave. Then a joke piece, and I hope you'll all laugh. Doesn't last very long, but anyway, I don't often provide comedy on my show, and this is going to be an exception. Well, it's pretty obvious. Russia makes weapons to defend itself, while America makes them to make money. And I'll give you a few statistics to brighten your day with that one. The $8 billion a year of export-import bank loans and guarantees takes the cake for pure irrationality. And I'll be giving you a little observation on that score. These things are important, even if I don't expound too wildly on them. The economy is melting down, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about that. And in order to help you avoid doing just that, I will explain in detail why this is a fact, as opposed to just a talking point. And I think you will get it after that, after listening to this, if you should choose to do so, where we stand exactly in the scheme of things. The solution to the problems Trump indicated last week is not for Germany and others to spend more on NATO and their military in general, but for the US to spend less. In the end, I'm going to be talking about this issue, and the ultimate conclusion is that NATO is nothing but a con game, and I'm sure you will be inclined to agree. And then to finish up with a few odds and ends that we'll see how much time we have for. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, you know what to do. If you'd like to sign up for a donation and get the twice weekly shows, I'm sure you are familiar with the donate button on the left of your screen. Please click it and follow the instructions. Well, it's Friday, and so this is Richard Martin here wishing you a wonderful weekend and letting you know that I will be back, as always, on Monday. And until then, take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.